Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings, and we have a very, very special show today. It's the Philippines' number one boy band. In fact, on YouTube, they were named the number one boy band, top 20, and so many other accolades for these guys. They got 7 AWIT awards last year, an International Chartbuster Award. They have topped the charts, and we are so thrilled and excited to have the guys in SB19 here on Border Crossings. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Now, who is, I'm going to go through the lineup, because I don't know each of you. I met Josh before, but I didn't meet the rest of you. So who's Pablo?
I'm Pablo.
Hello, Pablo. And who is Ken?
I'm Ken.
Hello, Ken. Justin?
I'm Justin.
And that means you must be the birthday boy, Stell.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you today?
21.
You can drink now.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm 28 years old.
28. Okay. All right. Well, you guys are obviously very, very handsome, talented guys. I want to ask you guys, who's the best looking in the band?
Best looking in the band?
I think it's you.
It's you. I love it. Salamat po.
Oh.
Well, we've got the guys from SB19 here. And first, let's go back a little bit and tell me about, you guys got together in 2016 and were being trained by a K-pop management company at that time. How did you get together in 2016? What is it that brought you guys together? Were you a band before, or was it that company that made that happen?
This company that we are in before, they just had this audition last 2016, right? 2016, and we just auditioned individually, but personally, we don't know each other yet. It's not just nice. Me and Josh, because we're in a group before, and we compete in other countries, and yeah. But we don't know Pablo, Justin, and Ken that time. And yeah, when we auditioned, and then the company, they form different kind of, you know,
performers,
because they plan it first to just form a group of performers that can sing and dance and perform in every part of the Philippines. But we're not aware that they will be going to, you know, form a group, like a boy group or girl group that time. So we were just shocked, and we're just not prepared for it. But then when some of our co-trainees like decided to leave the company, and some of us just stayed, that's the time they decided to form a boy group, and that's how SB19 was formed. Before we were 7, but
now we're 5.
Yeah, so other members, they just quit because of, you know, financial problems and
support from,
you know. Yeah, but
they must be sorry they quit now, that's for sure.
Yeah. We're not sure about that, because they have their own group right now. They also have their own groups right now, and we're very happy for them. And it's just only the 3 of us left, and then they just auditioned Justin and Ken, and then that's how SB19 formed with 5 members last 2018.
Yeah,
2018. So, Tila Luha was the song you put out.
Yeah.
See, I know you guys. I'm a fan. I'm one of the 18.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm in your fan club. Now, I want to ask, I mean, a lot of the singers that I talk to, I say, why did you get into music? What was it about music? And many of them say, to get the girls. So what, tell me, you guys, why is it you chose music as your career?
Well, to be honest, if I'm tall enough, I would be, I'd like to be a basketball player. But then they told me, you wouldn't qualify. Those guys are really tall and, you know, really muscular, and I don't like going to the gym. And the second thing that I really love is music. I like creating poems and writing lyrics. I also like playing guitar. So that's when the dream started. I wrote my first song when I was 14 years old. And wow. then someone really commended me for what I wrote. So that's when I got the confidence to start pursuing music.
Mm-hmm. And Josh, how about you? I mean, why music? Why did you decide this?
Well,
no choice.
No. I think it's my dream from the very beginning. After I left my work, when I started performing, I realized that this is the path that I'm going to be taking. And I just want to give everything before, you know, trying other things. I just wanted to try out music, try out where it can lead me. And I'm just very fortunate that it really went really, you know, this was a dream. So it was really exciting. Yeah.
Well, I imagine you guys must be living a dream. And this is your fifth anniversary. And I know you're marking it with a new EP, Pog Tug Tug.
Yeah,
okay, which means establish, I think, in English.
Yeah,
kind of, but it can also be translated as strengthening. So we had our first EP. It's called Pog Sibol, and it directly translates to growth or sprout. That's when we are still starting. Then we went to our second EP. It's called Pagdadag. It's strengthening. So it tells about who we are right now and who is SB19 right now. Yeah.
What does SB19 stand for the benefit of the listeners around the world who are meeting? I know the 18 fans, they know what it all means, but the new people, the new fans you're picking up today, what does SB19 stand for?
It means sound break. We created the name because we wanted to break the norm and we wanted to break the music industry in the Philippines. And yeah, it's happening.
Oh, yes. You guys are definitely breaking the norm and you're breaking all kinds of records. My gosh, I'm looking at all of the records you set. You are the most requested artist of the year on MTV back in 2020. That's amazing. You're the first and only Filipino act to enter Billboard's Next Big Sound chart, Billboard's Emerging Artist chart, Billboard Social 50 chart, and the list goes on and on. You've been featured in Rolling Stone and Vogue, and now with the new album, Pog Tug Tug, you are going on an American tour.
Yes. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, so you guys are going to be coming here when I'm going there. I'm going to the Philippines in September.
Oh!
But
we'll be back in
September. We'll be back in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Josh promised we would get together, so he's going to arrange it.
Yeah.
Do something. All right. So you also, in addition to everything else, you were social media superstars, and you had the top hashtags on Twitter. You were named the top hashtags on Twitter. You must have such a great relationship with your fans. To get all this social media stuff, you must be... The fans must be crazy for you guys.
Yeah, our fans really love us. I don't know the reason why they love us, but they love us. And we're just grateful and thankful to all of them because they're one of the reasons why we keep on doing what we love. We keep on striding for greatness and keep on pushing for the Filipino heritage to be known all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I know why you're loved, because you're good at what you do. Believe me, fans will tell you right away. They'll be honest. Fans will come or they won't come. You know, so you guys are handsome. You can sing, harmonize, and you can dance, which is fantastic. Oh. How much rehearsing goes into preparing for a tour?
A lot.
Months. Well, months. Yeah. It's not rehearsing. It's alone, but a lot of, you know, we are involving a lot of things with our cast, with the stage production, concert production, music production, and a lot of stuff. So it's hard, but it's worth it.
Mm. And even when you're resting, you still think of work.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, it's every day.
Non-stop, 24/7.
Non-stop, yeah, 24/7.
You're dreaming about it or you're doing it?
You're dreaming about it or you're doing it.
That's a great statement. I will post that on my Twitter account.
Well, thank you, Pablo. I appreciate that. So I know that, you know, I've heard stories, the Backstreet Boys, they started off rehearsing their dance moves in an airplane hangar without air conditioning for 10 hours a day. Uh-huh. You guys must have.
Huh? We've also experienced that.
Yeah.
So, before, we have a team called NARA, and there's like 20 or more members of that group. And we were practicing in a small room with no air conditioning together. Everyone was dancing and sweating. So it was really hot. But then we really love what we're doing. So, yeah, I guess we just, push through despite everything that we're smelling, everything and all.
Of course, you had lots of Red Horse to get you through the experience. I'm talking with the guys in SB19 and so excited to have you guys on the show. Give me more information on the tour. When does the tour start? And what are the, you're going to be going to lots of places in the U.S.
Our tour will be starting here in the Philippines, our kickoff concert on June 24 and 25. And right after that, we're going to two more cities here in the Philippines, in Bacolod and in Davao. And then after that, we are going in the U.S. for our, international performances. So we're going to Chicago, Dallas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York and Washington, D.C. And then right after that, we are also going to Canada.
Yeah. And you say this is your first tour in North America?
North America.
Wow. So the next goal for SB19 is the American music scene. You guys want to conquer the U.S. charts.
Well, definitely.
We hope.
Yeah. Like what they say. Hope.
Well, of course. I mean, it's open. The door has been opened, because of BTS and things like that. The awareness of Asian music, Asian culture, Asian pop music is now huge around the world. And I know, that people are very, very hungry for good music and good entertainment. And so the album is bilingual. Pag Tagtag is bilingual. So you have a mixture of English and Tagalog songs. Tell me about the songs on the album. What are your favorite songs?
I guess one of our favorites is Gento. It directly translates to like this. Gento is like this. And it also sounds like Quinto, which is gold in the Philippines. So somehow we wanted to tell our story by trying to compare it to a gold, because a gold needs to be refined for it to be really something. So we SB19 also went through those kind of hardships and refinement to get to where we are right now. And that's what we want to tell people, that through hardships and through working hard, you'll get to your goal and you'll achieve success.
Mm. And what, is the songwriting process like for you guys? Does one of you write the lyrics? One of you write the melody? Is it a collaboration? Everybody's writing everything? How does it work for SB19?
So for the ideas, we try to talk to each other and brainstorm and think about what we want to show to our EP or our album. And then I start to write lyrics and make music. Some of the members also try to incorporate their ideas and try to write their own lyrics as well. And then for the music videos and whatnot, every member have their own, inputs in terms of our everything that we release to our fans and to the people.
Mm-hmm. And what happens when you guys don't agree on something? How you fight?
Yeah, we are. We fight.
That's great.
It's normal. The most important thing for us is communication. Yeah, open communication is the apex.
We also ask help for the people or the team behind us, so we get their advices and we try to find the best answer for.
I guess at first. When we were starting, We always fight, but now we know how to handle each other's personalities. And we know that we should respect each other's opinions.
Yeah.
And we try to listen so that we could create something that's really nice and satisfying for every member of the group.
Yeah, and we have a diplomatic way of doing things. Voting.
What's your diplomatic way? Arm wrestling?
No, just voting.
Voting. I love it. That's great. Very diplomatic. Speaking of the government, you guys were honored with the Youth and Central Rizal Ambassadors Honor in 2021. What does that mean to you guys? What's that been like?
It means a lot.
Well, we are kind of representing the youth here in the Philippines as we present the Filipino culture and try to inspire people, especially the young ones, to how are we going to love and express our artistic our creativity through our Filipino blood, our Filipino creativity, our Filipino culture.
Mm. And you guys are very, very giving to your country, to your culture, to the community, especially in hard times. There was, a Taal volcano. You were involved with the relief fund when that occurred, and there's another active volcano now, I guess, in the Philippines. You've been involved with other events, hurricanes, tsunamis. You've raised money for a lot of different causes and given back to your community, which is, tremendous. I mean, you guys are very, very talented, and you use that for a great reason. How does it feel to you guys to be role models? Did you ever imagine one day that a 10-year-old Filipino or Filipina would say, I want to grow up to be like them?
Well, at first, when we were trying to do what we love, we were just trying to do what we love. But then when we grew, when we get known by the people of the Philippines and all the people, what do you call this? When we got known by the Filipinos, I guess an idea came to us that we're not just doing this because we love this. In fact, we have a responsibility because we hold this power and influence to all the people who are following us right now. And also, Central Rizal was a big part of teaching us and having us realize the role that we play to all of the youth and all of the people that we hold influence of. And that's why we, in everything that we do, we wanted to show the best that we could. We always think of how it will affect people. And of course, we always try our best to, show who we really are as artists.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I mean, you guys are very mature, very smart, and articulate, too. So Pagtagdag is the name of the new album, Pagtagdag, and you're going out on tour for the new album. And so have you toured other countries other than the Philippines and the U.S.? Have you actually performed and toured elsewhere?
We went to Dubai, Singapore, and other...
For the tour last year.
Yeah, for the tour last year. But for now, I think we're going to go big. So maybe we're going to go to European countries and other Asian countries as well. And yeah,
do you have great experiences in those places you've been? I mean, the fans there, the reception must be great.
Yes.
Well, yes, very surprising. even though last year was our first time in those countries like Singapore and the USA, we received lots of love and support from the Filipino fans as well, and even the foreign ones. So we're very thankful.
Mm-hmm. You have another song on the album, I guess, is going to be called I Want You. Is that right?
Yeah, I Want You.
So tell me about that song. Yeah. Okay, there's got to be something funny then.
I Want You, for us, it's a very challenging song for us because this is our first time to have this kind of music, R&B music, in our EP, in our roster. Because it's kind of, it's really mature for us. It's very
When you, I Want You Here is that it's a sensual song and it's very mature for us. And for me personally, I have a hard time how to express the song because personally, I don't have any experience in, you know, singing that kind of music and expressing it with my own interpretation like that. So it's a challenge for me, this song, and also and also singing this in a second language, like in English, it's kind of hard for me to, you know, not only express but also to pronounce some words while singing the song like that.
Well, it is also nice because it is a song that is not like fully composed or produced by us. Because most of our songs, Pablo wrote it and he produced the music. But this time it is produced by August Rigo. He is also a Filipino-American, I think, that well-known producer. So we're very thankful as well for giving us a chance to have that song.
We're talking with SB19. They are the hottest band on the planet, without question. Without question. And, you know, I appreciate, Stel, you being so, you know, open and honest and articulate, you know, about the fact that sometimes the songs are hard to sing if you don't have the personal experience about the lyrics. But, you know, it's still great. And I know culturally there's a lot of differences when you're singing in English and you're appealing to a different culture altogether. So you have all, you know, it's great that you did a bilingual album, but it's got to be challenging. I know that it's got to be challenging.
It is. It is.
It is.
What's the hardest part about it? Conveying the emotion? Is that the hardest part of making a bilingual album, or is it learning the language? Because you all speak English so well.
The song is too high for me. I can't. I barely reach the notes.
Well, because English is our second language, it wasn't that hard to sing it. But then there are words that when you try to like pronounce it all together, some syllables or letters, you know, tend to blend together. That's what we need to learn. So, like, for example, you say at Kennedy Airport, you just say at Kennedy Airport. So you need to sound like it's flowing out naturally from your mouth. So that's the thing that we need to learn and try to imitate as much as we could so that the people from different countries or the people who's trying to listen to our English song will really get it from a point that they will hear it really naturally.
Well, I know when I try to speak Tagalog, I mess up the words, you know, Magandang Umalag, I think is good morning or something.
No, you sound like a native. You sound like a native.
Well, I appreciate it. It's midnight where you guys are right now, and you're in a studio to talk to us. And I can't thank you enough. I really appreciate you guys doing this for us. And I know there's millions of fans around the world who are your fans, and they're called 18. What's the strangest thing that a fan has ever? You have wild fans. So, what would be the strangest thing that your fans have done?
Strangest thing. One would be wearing something weird in our concert. So there's a time that a fan wore a wedding dress
during our concert.
They're wearing mascots and whatnot. So it's kind of very amazing.
And just a while ago, we have this app called Motorcycle for Rent. The fan was trying to catch us,
following
our service, our car, our vehicle. So he was waving at us. Yeah,
I imagine sometimes fans try to sneak in the tour bus and or sneak backstage to get a look at you guys. And then you know we also have the issue where a lot of pop stars have stalkers at their house and bothering their family. So you know that's the life that you're living, but it doesn't make it fair or right.
Yeah, I guess it's the thing that you have to accept.
Yeah, and I feel like we could relate to them. I think we understand their feelings as well, as long as they respect our privacy. And when we, like, that's what we appreciate about our fans, because they always respect our privacy. When we say that it's not okay to do this, they will stop. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's another cultural thing, is here people don't know when to stop. And sometimes don't respect people. But yeah, and also, you know, getting tattoos of your faces on their body, that might be coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was this crazy one I wrote. I draw something during a concert, and then I just draw random stuff. Uh-huh. And then she
had a tattoo.
She made a tattoo. Wow. There you go.
You know what's amazing? Before I use a name, Sejun. My screen name or my stage name is Sejun, but now I changed to Pablo because it's my real name. And
okay.
A mother named her child Sejun, but now I changed my name.
No, Pablo.
Yes, no, sorry, but
so now she's gonna change the next kid. The next baby will be Pablo.
Yeah, I guess it's also the era of her children.
Well, that's great. That's really great. Now, what do you guys do in your off time when you're not rehearsing, not recording? What are you gamers, or what are your hobbies?
Playing.
Well, the most common that we all do is
play games.
Yeah,
because it's the most accessible.
Or mobile.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't have much time to go out. I think it's the most accessible, you know, device as of the moment.
Mm-hmm. And so and sleep. There you go. That's something you don't get enough of, I'm sure, is the sleep. And so all of you guys are single. All of you guys are available. So
yes.
That adds to it, you know, as well as I do. That adds to the popularity of a handsome group of young men like yourselves. And you guys are on a world tour, great music. I can't thank you enough for doing this for us. And what do you want people to take away from Pogtatag? What is it, you know, they listen to that album. What is it you're hoping they take away from listening to the album, the experience?
Well, all of our songs contains our stories. We just hope that our story really resonates with their stories as well and their experiences, because, you know, for us, trying to put out ourselves through our music is something that's really we mustered our courage to put all of our stories in the music, and we just hope that through our messages, we could help people, inspire them, and they get to our music, and they'd be able to, you know, feel relief through listening to our music. I guess that's the best thing about being an artist.
Are there other artists you'd like to collaborate with on your wish list?
I'd like to collaborate with Philip and Josh Collins.
You know, while tonight?
I guess it's something that we haven't tried yet. I guess it's something that we haven't tried yet, because we have been performing for almost 5 years now together. And these guys also released their own solo, but we haven't done a unit where we get to perform with some of the members, like, for example, me and Stel, or Justin and Josh, something like that. So it's also one request of the fans.
Yeah.
And they've been asking for us to, you know, release something of a unit. And it's something that we would like to grant in the future.
Well, thank you, guys. Is there a message you want to send out to our worldwide audience right now, 100 countries around the world? You want to send a shout out? You want to let them know anything that's going on in your mind right now?
To all our fans all around the world, we want to thank you guys for supporting us, for listening to our song. And we know that we are not very famous yet, but you guys wait. But you guys keep on listening and knowing our group. We're very thankful for that. And we are hoping to see you guys to see you guys in our tour. And we hope to see you guys in a concert. And please keep on supporting our group and keep on listening to our music. And hope you guys enjoy and find our contents in our YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, enjoyable and fun.
What are the addresses of the YouTube and the social media sites? Tell the listeners, the fans.
You can search for SB19 official or official SB19.
Yes. And please do the ghetto challenge.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure to have SB19 with us, an honor. And thank you so much. Hopefully we'll meet you guys in September when I'm in the
Philippines. Yeah, we should. Let's keep in touch.
Yes, yes. Please. What?
I'm making it balut. Yeah.
No balut. No. No for no no challenge. No balut challenge. Oh, yeah. SB19 and Pogtentog is the name of the new album. These guys are the hottest band on the planet right now. You got to check them out when they tour in America and the Philippines. Get their album as well. Thank you guys. Thanks for watching Border Crossings here on VOA TV.